this is pretty much the squeezed middle of London. It's really the area between the city and the West End, and we feel it's got huge potential, as do all of the people that live, visit and work here. However, it seems to have got slightly overlooked. It's got very good connectivity, but in a way it's a victim of its own street success, in the sense that it's very congested, heavily dominated by busy streets, and perhaps has lost its way regarding people being able to access its true character and qualities.
In other words, people are passing through. It's almost a flyover part of town. Can you describe what effects are being felt as a result of this by businesses and by attractions in the area?
I think people sort of find them almost by default. So I think tourists obviously come to the British Museum as our number one tourist attraction. However, when they're here, they go to the museum and then they tend to go away again. I think what we're trying to say is there's actually some wonderful, perhaps slightly softer qualities of this district, like green spaces, many buildings with blue plaques, fantastic Inns of Court and historic buildings, but also sort of iconic new build and many of the things that we kind of think are really special about London.
So what are you doing to try and to open up access to all this?
We're working with Camden Council to look at how the space works. Obviously also private sector in terms of developments and planning applications and change, mostly being driven by the Crossrail developments and the huge stations at Tottenham Court Road and Farringdon. So lots going on anyway in terms of sort of infrastructure and investment. And obviously those are longer term sort of plans. And in the short term, we also have a small venue on New Oxford Street, which is an information centre, and we're trying to use that to sort of enable people to access all of the slightly more quirky things in the district, but sort of fun things to do, bit of dwell time when you're here, places to visit and see.
Can you finish up with me by describing your vision for what this part of town will be in future, for the sort of people who will come here and the atmosphere it'll have?
Sure. I mean, I feel it has all of the things that it's ever going to have. It's more about just celebrating those. I think quite reasonably this could be the future for London in the sense of a commercial district, given that the city is very much viewed as a financial centre and the West End for tourism and shopping. So this area has a sort of vibrant mix already of businesses, albeit with its legal history, still has a really good healthy mix today, and I think that will just increase and grow. With that, I guess we have more people coming in because of Crossrail, so around 200,000 people a day. And what we want to do is actually enable them to access all of the things that are here. So we've got about 10 museums, some tiny ones, but very special collections, as well as the British Museum. We've also got wonderful sort of historic places and some great pubs and bars.
Lastly, standing here, I can hear the cars and the buses roaring past overhead. Are you asking Camden Council to reduce the number of cars and buses roaring along Kingsway, along New Oxford Street, which kind of blocks people's views and blocks people's access? Are you asking them to change that?
We're working with Camden Council and Transport for London and London Underground and Crossrail to really look at the whole district in terms of its transport and its future. I think everybody would recognise that there's a sort of limited capacity on the roads and in those stations currently. So it's really about how can we all work together to actually make this function better for people and for people to enjoy it rather than actually have a problem with it.